Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 108, recorded on November 18th, 2012.
I'm Eric. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Mark Creeper. I'm Eric Fullerton. And here we are all together. But wait, there's more. Today we have Pedro.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Pedro?
Hey. And music by Pedro.
That's it.
And here we go. Into the Shaft. Diving right into it. Pedro's going to Minecon.
Yay.
I wish we were going.
Yeah, we're a little jealous.
Yeah. Everybody's going.
I wish I could help you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wish that we were hanging out with everybody over there. We're going to really miss all the camaraderie we had at the last Minecon.
Yeah.
But we'll live virtually through the internets and the webs and join people and maybe stuff.
Even though it's happening on Thanksgiving?
Weekend.
I know, like, that totally sucks because I'm a turkey guy, man.
It's okay. You got Christmas still.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, you know, Christmas turkey is not the same as the Thanksgiving turkey.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Find those babies up for that holiday.
And Christmas, the leftovers?
Is like, what's leftovers. The ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
The ones that are left in the bin and are on special.
The bench warmers.
So it's the Thanksgiving turkey that you baste, right? You gotta baste it.
Yeah, you gotta have a turkey baster to baste that turkey, though.
Yeah,
I'm all hungry, man.
Properly.
Spoon will work.
We were getting ready for it. I know we're gonna be making some green bean casserole. First time ever made that. And then we're gonna be doing some pigs in a blanket. I'm gonna fold myself in a blanket and go on over there.
I feel
you. And then there's going to be a turkey there. We don't have to make the turkey this year, so that's a good one.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I have weird images of you in a turkey suit. Anyway.
Oh, weird.
I'm hungry. You guys look like turkey legs to me. We have Pedro here. And so you make a lot of music. You're a musician, and you play... Mm-hmm. What all instruments do you play? You play everything, right?
I play everything but strings.
Oh yeah.
I play a little bit of piano. You know.
Wow, that didn't sound anything like a piano.
Well, I have a. I just got this. This is my new toy. It's a new 49 key MIDI keyboard.
Oh, nice.
So I've been playing with that. But I play flute, clarinet, saxophone, brass instruments, percussion, piano, but no guitar or any other strings like that. No violin.
So when you go to those, you just switch over to the violin setting on the keyboard?
Yeah, pretty much.
No need for guitar. That's what my brother does guitar a lot for a band, and he's got to sometimes play keyboard on his guitar, and he's got an effects thing where he just turns it over, and it sounds like a piano.
Yeah. Well, this guitar. I'm fiddling with this new program from Kontakt, and they've got this really beautiful sound. They've got stuff like... Oh, that's not it. let's try that again. Like here, for example, we've got...
Oh, yeah.
Now, really, really beautiful, lush string. And
Yeah,
so I don't play string, so I have them do the work for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. So, and on your channel, you have a lot of... a lot of music that you've made and you make available as royalty free to other YouTubers, right?
Mm-hmm. It's free, royalty free. So it's just like in Computech. You can download it, you can use it, whatever way you want. The only thing I ask is just for you to sort where you got it.
Right, right.
Put a link in there.
Put a link in there.
Yeah.
And then you also do you do a lot of music for as collaborations, like Verida. You've worked with him many times, and
work with Verida. Very, he's pretty much the guy that got my foot in the world of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that told me how to even set up a YouTube channel. I had no idea how to even do that. You know, from a musician standpoint, I know music. That's all I knew, and he walked me through all of that. So. But yeah, I do that. Do collabs with Slamakau quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and with Dennis. And then I write some custom scores for people who want like specific type of music for their videos, and you can't really piece it together, or there's not really anything out there that's free.
Right.
Sometimes I go and help some people out with that. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, we were talking about doing like an adventure map and have you like live playing the soundtrack for us. Like,
I almost could, yeah.
A live score.
That'd be awesome.
So we make it like real like dramatic and cool, and then switch it to being like real sad, and then watch you like, oh my god, you know, sad strings. You know.
Yeah, it'd be a little tough to follow, but yeah, definitely. That's the kind of stuff that I do.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. So how long have you had your channel?
My channel's been a year and 18 days.
A year and 18 days. Very mm-hmm. nice. Very good. Yep. And you played some stuff for us before the show, and you're already working on Christmas songs, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs to probably start now if they're going to do Christmas songs for Christmas. We need to do that too, but... That's cool. So, and you always seem to kind of have a lot of projects going on at once. Are you usually working on like one or two things at a time?
No, I got my list.
Oh, you have a list of things.
Yeah. Well, I'll go around real quick. I've got Coldplay Paradise that I'm doing for my channel. That's coming out real soon.
Nice.
I've got Ant Venom's parody that's almost done. One for Caveman Films. I've got a Disney parody for Verida. Don't ask it. I think he just, I don't know. He'll just hit me up. He'll just hit me up and be like, he's like, yo, get on Skype. I'm like, okay. Dude, let's do this song. Really? Okay.
It's Disney?
Disney parody.
Is it Aladdin? Is it from Aladdin?
No, it's not from
Aladdin.
Okay,
I was just wondering. Because, you know, I like Aladdin. Anyway.
It's from The Lion King.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
And then I got one with Zeku, Animation Craft. Just picked up one called from a channel called Chas Mons. And I'm actually working on a Frank Sinatra love parody.
Ooh.
That one's coming out. Yeah, it's based off of The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah. Frankie.
I'm old school, man.
Nice.
No, I love some Frank Sinatra.
This stuff that I do is because people want me to do it. But, you know, my favorite things, that was my song. I just love, you know, with Coldplay's Paradise, I'm doing entirely acoustic approach. Not a single electronic instrument being used in this song.
Oh, nice.
Very similar to what Piano Guys did. I don't know if you guys know that channel.
Oh god.
That's a good one.
Oh god.
I like it.
Oh god.
So, Pedro, what have you been up to this week? Your journey. What kind of awesome journeys have you been on this week?
Getting ready for Minecon, really. Just finishing editing a crap ton of videos and getting some thumbnails ready for my vlogs. Getting my business cards. I played a little bit of Herobrine's Mansion this week.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is setting such a new standard for adventure maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like I feel like everybody is playing it, so it's not like, well, everybody's playing it, so I don't want to. It's kind of like everybody's seen it. Like everybody knows what's going to happen next. Everybody's seen the ending.
Yeah, but you know, with every it's not about the let's play; it's about the commentary.
That's true. It's about the flavor that you get.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
You know, I'm just skeptical. I mean, I feel like when, you know, five channels are putting out the same series, it just
it must be a good map.
So it's definitely a good map. I definitely suggest playing it, whether you're going to record it or not. Definitely play it, because it just blows your mind how everything flows so seamlessly.
Okay.
One of my favorite things about it is the fact that the characters speak to each other. Like, all of a sudden, I was talking to my friend Preps. I was like, what? I didn't type that. You know, I didn't say, let's go to the village first before going here. I didn't say, let's go to the crypt before we go anywhere else, you know. And then he talks to me, and he's like, I didn't type that. So all these controller boxes run with Redstone make the players talk to each other, so the story creates itself.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Really, really nice.
Okay.
So about how long is it?
You could probably do it in about 2 hours if it's the three of you.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because you can play up to three players. You could probably do it in 2 hours for sure.
I'm pretty sure they designed that in just for us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as always.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You might have pushed us over the edge there. I hadn't really actually talked to somebody who played the map. I've seen plenty of people playing the map, and I haven't. I've watched bits and pieces here and there, but only because I thought, well, if we do play it, I do want to go into it completely unaware. You know.
Yeah.
But. You know, if it's like, you know, like you said, it's like cutting edge. It's kind of a new standard. Then I feel like we need to play it. You know,
right?
You have to play it. I mean, you have to play it. You really should. Whether you, like I said, whether you record it or not, you definitely need to.
I'm a convert.
Convert? You've been converted.
Yep.
So once Wes gets out of prison, wait. I may not understand that so much. So, speaking of prison, what have you been up to this week, Wes?
I have been making videos. I've been taking the Mayan Madness video, which, by the way, I noticed, I didn't really think about it, but then I noticed upon doing the videos that it's not technically called Mayan Madness, it's Maya Madness.
Yeah.
But since Maya Madness doesn't really make any sense, I called it Mayan and instinctively, and so now they've got to change the name of their own map because of the video that we've put out.
Are they actually changing the name of it, though?
He says, oh, I got to... They said, Stephanie and Co. were like, we got to go and put in another N on that big sign now.
That's cool. And that's great because, you know, the map hasn't been released yet. And we've had some comments saying, why don't you put the link out there? It's because we can't, you know, they're going to put it out. So
And they actually sent me an email on it, and I don't remember what it says now, but we'll get to it later.
But I've been working on editing
that's
the
good
mic.
That you brought that up.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so here was, can you provide us with some statement? Yeah. So we need to give them some words about the map, but I wanted to be done with the map before we did that. So I didn't answer them back. And so sorry I haven't answered y'all back yet, and y'all probably don't listen to the show, and I'll email you and let you know stuff like that. Oh wait, here's an email from a friend. Let me read this to everybody real quick. No, that's just what I feel like I'm doing now, so I'm just kind of rambling. So let's how was your week again, Wes?
Oh, so I was editing my Madness episodes and enjoying that, and then additionally, like, I've been playing a little Guild Wars 2, and other than that, I haven't been doing much anything.
Okay. Eric, new.
Let's see. I haven't really been doing. See, I've been working on a music video, and it's not Minecraft or game related. It's more, you know, business related or work related. Anyway, so I've been kind of buried in that. But you know, the only Minecraft I played this week is we played on the Watershed just a few minutes ago.
just so we can say you played Minecraft.
We just kind of walked on there and checked it out. You know, Watershed, they've sponsored our show for like over a month now, and it's really cool. They told me that I should come back on there and check out Fullerton's Pub.
Yeah,
there's,
nice.
There's a pub named after me, so I'm definitely gonna check it out. So I've added the server to my list, and I'll be returning. So that's cool.
What if also, they've got you a place saved called Cherrick in Fullerton's Pub? Think they have a seat for you called Cherrick there?
Oh, that would be nice. Huh? Yeah. That would mean they probably listen to the show.
I know,
which I'm sure they do. Right? They sponsor.
Sure.
Also on our channel, I worked on a couple of things this week. Okay, last week we introduced Nuggets, which is a DWP nugget. Basically just a little highlight of stuff that we've done in the past that you might have missed or might have just not watched because the video is like 15 minutes long. Well, we took like funny little chunks out of all these little videos that we've done, and we call them nuggets. So I edited together a bunch of nuggets, and these span across, you know, Shaft episodes or Minecraft adventures or anything on our channel. And it's kind of cool because some people who have new subscribers have seen the nuggets and like, oh, that's pretty cool. Let me check out the actual video, and then they watch the series for the first time. So it's kind of a way to invigorate and
we're going to go back celebrate. To all kinds of sources too. We're going to pull out some old control point nuggets. We're going to do that.
Yeah, some old stuff like 3 years ago kind of stuff.
Maybe something from episode 50 or 100
where I have like no beard and I'm all weird looking.
Yeah, I didn't have a beard either.
You
remember?
Didn't. Either. That's true.
I was beardless.
Brent always had a beard. Brent was born with a beard.
I was.
That's strange.
I was.
Razor blade and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are. By the way, we are taking recommendations for potential nuggets. If there's something from a show that we've done at some point in time that you think is hilarious, feel free to toss it to us, and we might make it a nugget.
Yeah. Nugget. And maybe we'll put a link back to your Twitter or something in there as a thank you for.
Oh yeah,
out to us.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So we'll accreditate us in that. Well, while y'all guys have been doing nothing besides
the work.
I've been playing some Minecraft. I got my island back up, and it's kind of lonely because no one's there because no one knows the new IP, and so it's just me. But I found a couple things that I'd never seen on the island, like people had built or done, and so. Anyway, I did a new episode, and it's about 30 minutes, and it's edited, and I'll throw it up on the channel sometime this week.
And this is the At Brent Copeland series.
Yes. It's been a while since we've had a new one, but season 2 is kind of more interactive with a lot more people. This episode is just me, but I'm still going to throw it in season 2, and then we'll get more people on the island sooner than later and have some fun. So look forward to that. Also, my son came in and showed me something cool he built on his map the other day. He built a teleporter. And I was like, how are you doing that? Like, and he's like, well, I just did a command block and I watched some videos. And and I'm like, keep that up because we need to get you a YouTube channel and start my retirement plan early.
There you go.
Because this redstone stuff kicks, man.
That's like, your pension right there, boy.
That's right.
Pension, yeah.
So I'm like, screw this school stuff. Let's start watching some Etho. And,
that's right.
Put out videos, son. Get to work.
Watch some Seth Bling. Let's learn this redstone and do your own thing. I like this.
This rhyme, too. That was a good little song.
Actually, it reminded me of Seth Bling. I've got a Seth Bling video where... the redstone turns against him.
Oh,
nice. That's cool.
It's so funny. It's black and white. It's like a silent film. He does, obviously, I couldn't get him to do, or I haven't asked him, nor would he care to do the voice for it. But I'm doing it black and white. It's going to be raggy style, and it's just going to be him working on redstone stuff. And it ends up having a mind of its own and turn him against them. You'll see what it does.
Frankenstone.
Wow. Yeah, Frankenstone.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking last week about something kind of like that, like making a song or making a video about another YouTuber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have an idea. I don't want to say it right now because I might not do it, but I do. I kind of want to do a song about another YouTuber and just... I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. It's like
video response girls. It's really touchy.
Is it like Etho? I want to have your babies. Etho, I want you on the show. Etho, I'm gonna keep making this song unless you agree to be on the Shaft. Something like that.
Yeah, that was. Dang it.
Sorry.
Ruined it again.
Well, something else we were thinking about doing last week was talking about the sponsors for the show. So let's do that this week.
Okay.
Eric mentioned them earlier because he went on their server and played around, and apparently they have a pub all to him, and that's the Watershed, where you can find them at mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with YouTube adventures and more, which Eric can testify to. Testify. So that's awesome.
Is that how you testify? Just say it?
Yeah.
Testify.
Works for me.
Okay.
Testify.
That was better.
So,
we need to record that and pull that out and snip it. We also have LordBones.com. They do weekly Minecraft videos, Monday Power of Kings, and Chapter 2 Conclusion with Notes by Vexy MC.
We also have some individual sponsors.
We do.
Did you know that?
I did.
Because you typed them in here.
I did, yes. What's happening? What's happening here?
We have an individual sponsor, Mr. Vorland.
Mr. Vorland. That's underscore.
Mr. underscore Vorland, who says?
Motorcycle. And Ermager Speak says, Murder Circle.
Murder Cycle.
Murder Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Murder Cycle. What?
Did you hear the Ermagerd song?
Oh, yeah. I saw that link. Yeah.
Ermagerd
song.
Ermagerd.
It's pretty good stuff.
And then we have Mr. Mapple, who says...
Oh, wait. No. So, what did I do today? Nothing.
Nothing.
Except for you sponsored the show, which that is something.
That is something.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate that so much that we're going to tell you about some Minecraft news. Eventually.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
On Monday, sales of desktop Minecraft surpassed 8 million. Notch commented, the PC version of Minecraft just passed 8 million sales. My face is making grinning sounds, so I assume it's grinning.
That is a very good assumption. There's no wonder he's rich.
Yes. Grinning sounds. What does that sound like?
Dude, don't make those sounds anymore.
Those aren't grinning sounds.
Sorry. Those are not grinning sounds.
And according to Wikipedia, Minecraft is the 9th best-selling desktop title of all time. And compared to consoles, it sold more than Pac-Man for the Atari 2600 and the same number as Halo 2 for the Xbox.
Wow.
Dang. Wow.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Well, we have more Pac-Man news later.
Yes, we do.
Isn't that weird?
Yep, it is.
Is everybody else picturing Notch here just throwing money in the air and laughing?
He's like, absolutely. He's like, testify! Throwing money.
So, you having a good day, Notch?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
definitely. I could hear his grin.
Yeah.
It's like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
So, we've got the 1.45 pre-release with 1.44 barely out. A 1.45 pre-release is set for unleashing this coming Tuesday. And the main bug fix being LAN server functionality, which, since I don't play many games in LAN, I'm completely unaware of.
Now, one thing I would like to see them change with the LAN functionality, and it might have because I haven't actually looked at the pre-release yet, is every time I look at my list of servers, it's always down there, like, working. Like,
yeah,
looking, and I assume it's not really all the time looking, but maybe it is. Maybe there should be like a check LAN or something,
yeah,
because I don't even want to see it unless I'm looking for it.
That's a good point.
Oh.
That's true.
One good thing about the changes, they're only for the client part of the game, so servers that are running 1.44 will still work with 1.45 clients, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, weird.
That's backwards compatible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
So, ta-da!
Very nice.
There you have it.
Yeah, is it going to be like that from here on out, maybe?
No.
I think it's just happenstance.
Okay, yeah.
It's because it's mostly bug fixes on 1.45. There's no major block updates or any sort of item implementations.
Yeah.
It's not really, we're going to be too bad to run 1.45 on 1.4 servers.
Well, okay.
That's cool.
So also Thursday, we saw the 0.50 update of Minecraft, the Pocket Edition, making its appearances in the iTunes stores and on Google Play, as mentioned last week. It was revealed that a nether reactor was being added, at present being exclusive to the Pocket Edition. Now we know what it does. It creates a 7x17x17 obsidian room, and the reactor will spew out items for 45 seconds, including gold, melon seeds, doors, and zombie pigmen, like WTF. Like what?
Wow. That's very strange.
So it's loot room? It's like...
I guess so. That's kind of cool, actually.
What?
I guess it makes sense. Remember, we were talking about the nether reactor last week.
What makes sense with any of this?
Because
it's a generator.
Yeah, right? If you're living in the nether, you don't want to necessarily have to go back. And if you can build one of these, then you can get stuff.
Yeah.
Without having to go back to the old world.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And somewhat related, do you know you can build your own nuclear reactor? There are YouTube videos that will show you exactly how.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
I saw a movie like that about a kid.
Ooh, did he have the race car that went under the lasers with the...
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
I bet it's on Netflix.
He, I bet it is too. He created like plutonium, didn't he? It's really cool.
Yeah.
What was that movie
like
called
now? Old clock parts.
Philadelphia Experiment?
I did see that, though. One? It was like a documentary on Netflix.
No, this was a movie. It was fictional.
No, yeah. This is a true one.
Oh.
Oh, no, I saw a documentary about a kid that did it, and he got... Anyway, whatever. So, the Nether Reactor. You can have fun with it. It's not radioactive.
I still don't get it. Like, do people live in the Nether?
Yeah, some people do. Yeah. They're kinky like that.
Well, Yogs in the Littlewood made a song about it.
Well, I just don't get, why does it suck out, like almost like a portal, but it's actually sucking stuff in that area around it and throwing it to you?
I think it's just probably random.
It might be random, yeah.
So is it bugged, like where you can like build it and then take out a block and then rebuild it by putting that block back in?
I would assume not. I assume it is an object that you place down.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
And you're assuming that you can't dig it back up and replace it?
You might, right. I'm betting you have to get some good... maybe it blows up when it's done. Maybe it's like TNT. It explodes and gives you prizes.
We need to test this.
Is that
Sounds
what we
like
need to
getting,
do?
It's getting more like FTB or Tech It, like with this whole...
But on the handheld. Yeah. Like.
Well, by the way, the movie was The Manhattan Project. And it had...
It was a project. It had the Philadelphia one.
It had John Lithgow in it. Remember? He was the he was the guy who worked at the plant. Anyway.
So we got a tweet from Sadalicious, who says, the Nether Reactor is awesome. It's recommended one per world, but I made six.
Oh.
So we've got the handheld version. Maybe we'll make one and see for ourselves what it does.
So Minecraft Xbox 360 has been updated. 4J Studios have been hard at work since 1.8.2. And an update has been released which fixes some of the bugs and adds new features. So you'll be able to toggle the bedrock fog, which I kind of like that idea.
I do too.
The HUD and the player's hand, as well as craft golden apples and pumpkin seeds. So you can craft pumpkin seeds?
I guess you just make a reactor and get whatever the heck you want. It's well, free game at that point. Settlicious goes on to say the golden cobble in the reactor turned to obsidian, but you can dig up the core.
Okay.
So there's a little more info. Getting tweets on this subject as we go on. You know what? I'm really upset that none of us really play the 360 version. Like, we need an Xbox down here where the three of us can sit here and play before the show.
There's just an Xbox in the room next door. We just need to buy it for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Roosters do that. They'd have so much fun playing on the 360.
Well, we need to start doing that and, like, knowing what we're talking about instead of just like, well, does it poop out blocks on your head if you get the avatar skins?
I don't know. Astute of you.
Speaking of pooping on your head.
Yeah.
Is it free?
It is.
It's free to poop on my head.
Yep.
It's also free to do what?
To get an Audible trial.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft for free, and you can get a 30-day free trial of Audible, and you'll get one free credit towards an audiobook if you do that. Now, I've been reading an actual book called Ready Player One, and I believe it is on Audible, although I'm just looking it up now. Yes, it is on Audible. The basic premise of Ready Player One is it's like the year 2040, and there is a cyberspace-style internet where you can go in and, like, basically the internet is now a big game.
Like virtual reality.
Like full-fledged virtual reality.
Oh, like, some old .vr HTML files. Yeah!
So, anyway, the guy who invented all this, though, passed away, and he had no heirs and $240 billion. So what he does is he says, I always loved how there was an Easter egg, and he's also an 80s addict. So everything he talks about has to do with the 80s. And he's like, you know, one of my favorite games was Adventure on the 2600, and you weren't allowed to put your names in games back then. Mm-hmm. So the guy who wrote it made an Easter egg, and it was the first really well-known Easter egg. He goes, well, I put an Easter egg in the game, in Oasis. and the first person to find it will win all $240 billion of my dollars.
Holy crap.
So that is what Ready Player One is about, and I started reading it this morning, and I'm already halfway through the book.
Wow. Nice. Sounds like a pretty interesting book.
Yes. So, and it is available on Audible, so you can use your Audible credits to get Ready Player One and listen to it. And if you do choose to subscribe to Audible, you get one free credit each month, as well as 30% off all additional book purchases.
I had two little recommendations. I haven't heard these, but I think they are relevant and cool. One is Cloud Atlas, you know, the movie?
Oh, movie's awesome.
Audiobook right here. Bam. Huh? Sometimes a book is better than a movie. Sometimes the other way around. Sometimes neither is better. That didn't really make any sense.
The movie was better than the book. Something never uttered.
Yes, ever.
Oh,
ever.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Really?
No, nobody ever thinks books are, the movies are better than books.
Sometimes they're as good or close to.
Well, I never really thought about that. Okay. Well, I wouldn't know. I don't read books. I listen to them sometimes. And the other one is World War Z with Brad Pitt. New movie coming out with awesome zombie action. Audiobook. Bam. Done. Get it free. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get yourself some books.
Ready Player One is narrated by Will Wheaton.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Yeah. Nice. Producer Snafu made that number, that little ditty. And here we are, new segment. This one confuses me. There's a lot of
bullets. This is a weird question. Okay, so the question really is, over 8 million people play Minecraft, but who do we think are most of these people? And the options we're giving are children from 5 to 14, teenagers from, which should really be from 13 since... 15 to 18, adults 19 to 35, adults 36 to 60, or old people. Anyone over 60
is
apparently.
Old people.
Which, yeah.
What about zombies? You can't forget those.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
So just put your zombies into the different age brackets and add like 5 years.
Five.
So I think that's people all over the place. I mean... I don't think that there's one demographic playing this game. I think that's one of the magics of Minecraft is that it appeals to people of all ages. And you do have lots of kids playing it, but you have lots of teenagers playing it. And you have lots of adults playing it.
And old people.
And old people. And zombies.
And zombies, man.
And zombies love Minecraft.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And every year you have, you know, all those age brackets change because ages go up.
Yeah. Except for zombies, they're always dead.
I would think it would be like the like weighted, like heavy on the maybe A choice here is children from 5 to 14. Would you think maybe that would be the most? Mainly kids play?
No, 5 to 14 is kind of a bad number because you need to have, I think, I'm going to say like, personally, it should be like from 8 to 16. That's like the range where most of the people that play Minecraft are. I think anyways. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's a hard one because, okay, so like I play, and because I have two kids, not just because I have two kids, but they both play, and that's 6 and 11, but they're playing at 5 and 10 too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's two kids compared to one adult. Like, are most adults buying it for their kids as well?
I still think it's all over. I don't think that there's a dominant percentage anywhere. If you were to give me a choice, I would say the 19 to 35 because that has the most ages in it.
Yeah. I mean, Mojang should know the demographics, you know? I mean, because they take surveys and stuff like that. And last I checked, in fact, I'll go to Mojang right now and look. But they have, of course, you know, how many copies were sold. Do they still do that?
The counter?
Yeah, remember the counter?
More info, that page?
Yeah, you know, we stopped talking about that ages ago, but it'd always be like, you know, in the last 24 hours, you know, 500,000 copies were sold. Well, maybe not that many. But,
half
you know,
a million!
Half a million! But it was something crazy. Yeah, I don't see that anymore. Dang.
So let's move on to the next question. This is from Mr. Altitude, and it says, seriously, Eric, you need to steer higher!
Steer higher! Love it. So if you haven't seen on our channel, we do a little series from Air Buccaneers.
Yep.
And the Vikings love to say, steer! Steer higher! It's great. It's great.
Load cannonballs!
Yeah. And then sometimes, steer lower! That's all kind of weird. Like, how do you steer higher? It didn't make sense, but yeah.
All right. Well, and, you know, the stats are actually on the front page when you go to Minecraft.net. It's right under the video. It tells you so far 8,078,000 have bought it, and then there's more stats here.
Oh, and it's ticking up. Like, every second it goes up.
The more stats link is not very helpful because it really gives you that one number plus in the last 24 hours, 12,504 people bought the game.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Which has got to be nice, you know.
I'd like for us to get 12,000 views on one of our videos in 24 hours. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, how would you like to get 12,000 times 25, 26? What's it up to now?
$26, I think.
$26.
I got my calculator right here. Pull that number again. What is it?
12,500.
And I don't understand the counter that keeps moving up.
325,000.
A day. That's nice.
That poor guy.
I'll take some chump change off of that.
Yeah, do a little office space, pennies of pennies, fractions of pennies. Yeah.
I really don't think that counter is accurate, but I think it's based on a rhythm. You know, how many people have been buying it daily? Like,
I mean, it just ticks up every second.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're probably looking at how many in the last year, how many people have bought it. Then they're like, all right, well, let's average that out to 50 people a day. So then it's like, we'll make the counter look like that. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, my God. He's just loaded with money. I think his toilet paper is made out of money. I really do.
We need the numbers to steer higher.
Testify.
So our next one is from Stick JV. It says, "Heyo, Stick JV here. I was wondering what your funniest Minecraft moments are, since I don't think anyone has ever brought up the topic. Never. This is the first time anyone has ever asked this question. Ever, 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 ever,
ever.
/ sarcasm. Mine was a creeper who got into a chest room while I was doing inventory management. A couple of seconds before I would have finished cleaning up, another creeper got in. You can guess what happened. World deleted since I was on hardcore. Thanks for all the great laughs over 2 years now. See ya, and thanks always for the show. Stick JV, away!
Away! Steer higher.
Wow, I don't know. Funniest thing? That's tough.
I used to really like where you could spawn a creature and you could put a comma, or you spawn a mob, basically. Spawn a mob, put a comma, and you put another mob, and then the two start humping each other. They're stuck together and they're walking around. And it's all crazy. That's
comedy gold.
It was. I laughed about it for a long time. It was pretty funny. But I
still like the raining cows and stuff down on people in the old Shaftlands. Yeah, that was always fun.
I like that time we ran around and we had Thor and we were invisible and just tormented people on the server running across the countryside. I just Thored all around them all the time. And they're like, what's going on? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, and I think I accidentally killed random Inuyasha or something too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean. Like, I killed her and she lost her inventory, and like, it was like a bad death. It wasn't just like, don't worry about it. It was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I was just messing around.
What about you, Pedro?
I did we recorded last week a map, and it was set to hardcore, and it was supposed to be like 25, 27 episode series. We died in 12 minutes.
Ooh!
But it got more. It got, We posted it on Zeki, who's a good buddy of mine. We posted it on his channel, and he got more feedback. He goes, "This is probably my second or third most successful series on my channel." And it was funny because it was such a stupid death. It's called a jumper, and you're supposed to go from one island to another using ender pearls. And we made it to the first island. It was a bunch of sand and crap. We went to the second one. It was a bunch of dirt. And we heard a chicken, and he loves chickens. So he did everything in his power to find the stupid chicken, which included breaking all this dirt, which hungered him out. And then he had 1.5 hearts left. The chicken somehow snuck behind him, went out the hole, and was right in front of me. And then I go, "Come here, the chicken's right in front of me." And he jumps two block jump, boom, dies. Everything he has picked up. Spreads all over this dirt, all over the land, this little island that we're in. And then I'm like, "Ha, ha, ha." And then I'm like, "All right, fuck." It was a hardcore server I had set up, so he was already banned. And yeah, it was beautiful. And then we go, "What do I do?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, dude, what do I do?" I was like, "All right, let's have a funeral service right quick. So he had two chests with him, so I put them on a little hole. I put the two chests, I put everything in it, and I was covering up the hole. I was like, "No, I want to make a sign." So I went back in there, grabbed the stuff from the chest. I had enough planks and sticks to make a sign that said, "Zeku, you know, rest in peace." And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Crap." I spent all this time laughing and giggling. Then all of a sudden, I was starving to death. So I was like rushing to make this stupid sign at least before I set it down. And right as I was getting ready to stick this thing into the ground, I died, and then I was banned from the server. So we were both banned from the server. We couldn't get back in, and it was, oh my God, it was nice.
That was pretty awesome.
Nice.
It was awesome. I was trying to pay my respects and didn't make it.
That actually sounds like a kind of fun server to set up, a hardcore, like, so it just bans you when you die?
Immediately, as soon as you die, yeah.
Just now, are you banned forever?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
That is cool. I like that.
We should. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we also got a tweet in from Sadelius, who would like to know: do we think that command blocks should be craftable or solely for creative?
Hmm.
I could think.
What do you think, Pedro?
What's that?
Do you think that command blocks should be craftable or solely for creative?
Solely for creative, because as a server admin and owner myself, I don't think it's something that people should be able to craft, because when you set up a command block or you put a command on it, it's a server command.
Yeah.
It overrides the fact that you're whether you be a noob or a lower class, you know, builder or someone that I don't trust, if they're able to craft something like that, then they can pretty much put whatever command they please, like give 64 diamonds or spawn creepers here, and it could be a very, very powerful tool, which it has been. It's proven on that Herobrine mansion map, but it could also be a very damaging, it can have a lot of damaging effects.
Yeah.
So creative mode, definitely. It should stay that way.
Indeed.
Now, and taking it one step further, I think you bring up a good point with the new maps, using them to do some incredible things. Do y'all think that's pushing some people who aren't as technically adept at map making out of the realm of making maps over the people who are really good at, like, you know, manipulating command blocks? Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think the command blocks are really simple to use. They're really not that difficult. Wikipedia has a great list on all the commands you can put. So I really don't see, like, you don't need to be a redstone genius to type a command that says TP from this point to that point, change the weather to this point to that point, change the game mode to this point to that point. I really don't see that being, like, such a big wall that people can't get over.
Cool.
Right.
Well, very cool. Well, that brings us to something we like to...
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
Get some Woo! Of that. Get some of it.
So the first one we have here, this is Excavation Station, where you, the listeners to the show, can submit your own ideas. And the first one here is from Stormhawk 559, who wants Nether and End Villages. Go on to say, hi guys, my excavation station idea is villages in the End and Nether with villagers who could trade items that would be otherwise unobtainable. Nether villagers would have villagers that trade, or villages would have villagers that trade for fire wither items, the latter being more expensive. The End would have villagers that could sell obsidian and dragon items. Again, the dragon items would be more expensive. What you think there, Pedro?
I like that idea, and probably one thing I'd like to add would be if we could craft some kind of special armor to go into the Nether, because you know, we're going into all these different worlds, and I feel like the Nether, while it may support life, I feel like maybe we should have some kind of special red armor that we need to wear because it's balls hot, you know, in there.
That's a good point.
True.
But I do like that idea. I do the Ender, what's it called? The End Villages?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, I just think something for the End. Something.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of...
Maybe even some creepy Enderman villages, maybe.
Well, I mean, the villages that we have there are the strongholds. It's
in the End?
No.
Oh, we're talking about the End. Oh, yeah, End villages. Right. Okay.
There's nothing there except those pillars, those purple pillars.
Wouldn't the Endermen just tear it all apart?
Yeah, they break everything. They pick up everything. They even pick up the own End. They even pick up their own land and shift it around.
Like, maybe the villages were there. And the Endermen are like, nope, done with your villages.
Lore.
Well, maybe we just keep it minimal, and it's just there to fight the dragon, and we don't need to expand upon it. It doesn't need to be its own world. Mm. It's just a boss atmosphere, you know.
I think maybe if you're in a village where you look at people and they attack you and try to stab your eyes out, that maybe it's a village you don't want to prolong your visit to.
Yeah.
It's the kind of neighborhood you just kind of want to drive past.
Yeah.
I mean, you could...
Don't look into their eyes.
You could brighten it up a little bit. You could put a little flower shop in there. Maybe like a carnival or something.
Maybe sell them some pants.
Maybe a Fullerton brewery.
Yeah. Brewery. I like this.
With an End keg.
The End keg,
or if you have the other End keg, it never ends.
You take the dragon egg, you hollow it out, and you go load it up with some beer, and you're good to go.
Yeah. There you go. And then I'll make an Ender hat that you wear with straws that come down. And so you can always just suck the Ender beer out of the hat.
Steer lower! So yeah, let's move on. So next we have grenades. This was submitted by Enderman 42. Coincidence?
Coincidence?
So I think there should be a bomb that you get by brewing a potion of either TNT or gunpowder, and it would have a small blaster that you could turn into a grenade. I don't even know what that means. They're trying to say Molotov cocktails. Is that what they want?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe, huh?
No, we need no more explosives.
We got enough.
Period. Period.
Especially if that dragon gets out. That dragon is in the real world? Oh, my God. He's such a wreck. Have you guys ever spawned one?
No.
Oh, do it. That should be a good video. You guys spawn like two or three of those dragons. See how they just destroy everything in sight, even if you're in creative mode.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So what causes damage in the game? We have the dragon. We have TNT. We have creepers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Suffocation.
Endermen will move stuff around.
Oh, Endermen move stuff
around.
You're
talking about block destruction, not like
yeah,
being
like
hit
actually,
by arrows.
Right. Actually modify the blocks. Actually remove them or whatever. Ghasts, right?
Command blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ghasts just catch stuff on
spiders.
Fire.
Yeah.
Cave spiders.
Cave spiders will mess with blocks?
Cave spiders.
Oh, what? Oh, would that mess with blocks? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
basically like grief. Like what griefing things are in the game right now? I'm counting like four.
Monster eggs.
Yeah. And as someone said in the chat room, Raider Guy said players. Players or griefers?
Players. Yeah.
What? Where?
I mean, if you're trying to balance it out, like, think of all the food items that you have in the game. Way outnumbers the amount of explosives.
Yeah.
But I'm just taking two data points, right?
Yeah.
So if you take all the data points and you try to create, like, a median or an average or trying to, you know, then yeah, we probably do need a lot more explosives.
You know, Eric, when you try to sound all scientific like, it makes me giggle.
This is what it sounds like in my head. I mean, it's much worse.
Need
in my
more
head.
Data points.
Does it make sense?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always easier to destroy than to create. You need fewer things to destroy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
More creating tools?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Data points?
Yeah. I think data points. We definitely need some more data points, some graphs, some charts, probably a few spreadsheets to figure this out.
Definitely
so until
pie
then...
charts. Yes.
You get one of those. And I oh wait, we got a phone call. What Notch wants to chime in. What do you think, Notch?
Worst idea ever.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
I suck about half slaps.
Notch hates your idea there, Enderman 40.
He's talking about half slaps. I remember that. I watched the Shaft podcast with you guys. He said that like give him a stroke pretty much when
the half slabs, yeah.
Half slabs, boy. I was so surprised to hear him say that.
He's said it in lots of interviews. He thinks that's the one thing he did wrong was half slabs.
Yeah.
Half slabs.
Because it, you know, messes up the resolution. You know, yeah. Everything.
Big time.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, what else you might like here? We got some for Wilmerlicious who wants the zombie mode. In zombie mode, roles mold would be...
Zombie mode.
Zombie mold.
In zombie mode, roles would be reversed. As you play as a zombie, you still dig, build, and kill, but you cannot go out into sunlight. You have to consume brains from villagers or other humanoids to keep hunger at bay. And some enemies are now peaceful to you, like skeletons.
Dwarves versus zombies. Go play it.
Wow.
You can be a zombie.
Yeah.
That's a crazy game mode because there's always more zombies than there are players and NPC villages.
Weird.
Unless you like turn around and like kill other zombies and ate them, you know, to stay alive.
That's kind of neat though.
Should it be built into the game though? Like you said, there's already a mod out there. Yeah, I mean, there's already a game mode kind of done.
No.
Well, think about like Left 4 Dead, and they did that. Remember, they let you play the zombies and all the bad guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
Yeah. Just multiplayer.
That was a different game.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Wow. Wes gives it one of these.
No.
And
no,
move mode. On.
Steer higher!
All right, you can go ahead, Wes.
Next, we've got Nether Scrying, and this was submitted by Kilpatrick Mongreft. Kilpatrick Mongreft. I think there should be an item that you can use to show you what the area of the Nether will look like if you were to build a portal in that spot. Maybe using an ender pearl on a stick or something like that.
What?
I came up with this idea after my portal spawned on a cliff and I just sprint jump to cliffside while Gas tried knocking me down into the lava. Yeah. So basically he's saying put an ender pearl on the end of a stick and you stick it through your portal, I guess, maybe.
Oh, to see it? Well, here's a more elegant design. How about if you just had a portal that you could look through and see the other side? You could see where you would be, right? I mean,
yeah.
It would be like a window into another dimension.
Yes.
Or you
another
could,
dimension.
Or you could be prepared and aware that you're probably going to get raped by gas and just build yourself a little shelter around your portal. But no, probably, that's too stupid and too convenient. Yeah.
No. But also, like, what would cause this? You probably wouldn't want it all the time. Like, say you have a portal, and it's normally purple, you know, purple with little spiralies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you activate something, it gives you a buff for 2 minutes. And now you can look through portals and see the other side. But it goes away after 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. That'd be a pretty good design because it would keep you from having to create weird machines and, like, sticks with ender eyes on the end of it and stuff like that. Well,
yeah.
What do you think, Notch? Where's Notch? Does he like this idea?
Sure, I kind of like that.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So, and while y'all are talking about that, I completely like dozed off into another world and was thinking more about
another dimension.
Like there needing to be some sort of way to see like where the portal's going in the distance? Because I've always wanted to make a traveling system with the portals, where like you make your portal, you go to the Nether, and then you go how many ever blocks and build another one, and then go back out to the other world, and actually be able to design it to where I have this portal system running from like one camp to another one.
Oh, yeah.
So in and out, like, would that be possible in how portals are done and the space? Could you make, like, some sort of mod that would show you, like, okay, you need to go 32 blocks and then place another one?
I think you'd have to... There's a couple of people that I know that have set up portals where it takes them to the Nether, and then they've set up this tunnel system that takes them through the entire Nether. And then they hop back and forth between the regular world and the real world. And they've set up like all these substations, and they can get from one place. They can cover a lot of land quickly because they're able to just hop from one portal to another. And while it sounds redundant to hop in from one portal to another, they cover like thousands of blocks in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. Take that, relativity. face.
Like ender chests are all... you know, synced, and what if you had some sort of like a, you know, ender portal or something and they were synced? I don't know how that would work.
What if you jumped into an ender chest? Could your friend take you out on the other side of the world?
Yes. See, that in itself is kind of a teleporter, teleporter. Now, a time teleporter would be cool, a time portal where you could go back in time before, like if everything was being recorded on the server, you could go back in time and see what things were like, and you could meet yourself.
And kill yourself?
Yes, you could kill yourself, create a paradox, server goes down, everybody's banned.
No, but what if you if you kill yourself and then go back to the future, is all the stuff you built gone?
Well, you create a new timeline, so I don't know. I have to try it out and see. Mm. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm bored already.
Man.
I'm going to say it would still be there.
I think it's cool. Yeah. We need
I think
time
so,
travel.
But with Minecraft being one of the heaviest games that's ever been written on any console ever, I mean, like my graphics card can run BF3 at 60 FPS with Ultra. Minecraft, you're getting about 60 FPS, you know, with Optifine, tiny render distance, you know.
Yeah,
but to add something that kept such a tight log, I think would be cool. But I don't think that would be feasible.
Yeah.
So our next one is from Hemless, and it's called Toggle Sneak Mode. This friend of mine had a great idea, a button to toggle crouch, such as Shift is Crouch. A button like Caps Lock or Tab should be Hold Crouch. Love the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I like that too. Yeah, it's definitely good.
I don't like it.
You don't?
No.
You don't like toggling stuff? No. What?
Not crouch.
Pros and cons. What's the cons?
The con is it makes it easier. The con is it makes it easier to sneak around. And it should be hard to sneak around.
Hmm.
I mean, really? I mean, all you got to do is hold shift, right?
Yeah.
Walk along.
Yeah, but then it screws me up. Like, I was playing World of Warcraft the other day, and I was trying to look over the edge, and I held shift down and fell off the edge because I'm a moron. And shift does not work like that. And WoW.
User error.
So not that the toggle would have helped me there, but I thought it was a funny story anyway. But I think it would be fine, because I mean, like, if you're crawling or crouching, like, maybe it should go a different mode. Maybe it's completely different. Would this help you out if there was a crouch but then Caps Lock was a crawl, so you walked even slower and you were crawling on the ground?
Oh, like,
so
crawl?
You're stuck in that mode crawling until you get up.
I see.
Like the smart moving mod, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I kind of see, I kind of agree with you in the fact that crouching isn't like, it's not an activity you do for long because it hurts your back.
Yeah, you're all.
And you're like walking around. So like having shift kind of
but emulates like that. But think of all the times that we're on these like real like sketchy, real thin, high up, you know, like in an adventure map, we're all just kind of like, whoa, you know, we're holding shift anyway the entire time until we get to the end of the little maze or whatever it is. Like, how cool would that be? You just hit Caps Lock, you just walk and jump and be careful. Of course, you're slow, so you're gonna have to remember to untoggle it so you can jump
or, you know, run game and mode jump. One, whatever.
Or game mode one, yeah. I don't know. I think it should be considered, but for those who don't want to toggle it on and off, just simply you don't have to. You don't have to hit the button at all. Huh? See? Now everybody's happy.
I'm not.
Wes is mad. You get both.
How does this work if we do this?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
It's a little weird.
Oh, he's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. So, this last one here that was user submitted is from Brene, who wants mom's heads as chew toys for dogs. You should be able to throw mob heads as balls for dogs. Depending on the mob head thrown, it teaches the dogs to attack certain mobs more often.
I'm not bad with being able to treat some kind of prioritization to your dog.
Yeah? Okay, so you're kind of playing catch.
So then what if you just had, like, mask then? So you put on the head of the creature you want it to hate most, and then you go out and kick your dog. And the more times you kick your dog, the more it hates that creature. And then you can put on another mask and come out and, like, give him bones. And so then he'll like that creature.
Yeah, I mean, either way,
faction-based dog system.
Yeah, like training, training the dog to. Yeah, I like this. Like, yeah. If you could train it not to attack your owner, would be awesome. Like, why would it ever need to attack your owner? Like, I get attacked by my dog all the time.
Then you got to put it down.
Yeah, and it's like you accidentally, you know, do a little put a knife in his ear, and he's all mad about it.
Freaking dogs.
He's like, I'm going to kill you now.
They're really irrational.
It's like, I just sliced off your freaking nose. It'll dogs. Grow back.
I know whenever I stab my real dog by accident, he runs off and hides and doesn't try to bite me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So maybe if they did that instead and you had to, like, re-bone him.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
Isn't that what you call it? Isn't that how you get a dog to be your friend? You bone him?
Yeah, I think that's what it's
called. Or you get a bone and you stick the bone. You point at him with the bone.
You
whack the bone. No, you whack the dog.
Oh, my God.
The bone on the dog. You right-click the dog.
Red rocket.
What's going on?
Oh, boy.
So you use bones in some way to make dogs like. Thank you.
There goes the PG rating.
Oh my God. So, what I'm saying, not too well in a friendly, child friendly zone, which we're in at the moment.
Yes.
At the moment, there's pudding.
Jello pudding pops.
This has gone off the rails.
What was the idea now?
What was the question? Okay. I don't know.
It was terrible.
So,
prioritizing dogs by throwing heads at their dead. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wait, stop. Okay. Before we move on, I want to know, Pedro, do you have any ideas of your own that you would like to see in the game?
Hey, there you go.
As a player, I still like the idea of having those suits to kind of go into the nether biome, and something for the water too. I know there's a plugin within Essentials that allows you to put a pumpkin on your head and not suffocate when you go, like, diving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And as a musician, more variety on the note blocks because they are lame.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
The sounds are awful.
Yeah.
I have to, like, when I work with note blocks, I have to beef them up so much just because if I was to release something with just note blocks, it would not sound good.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, I haven't even thought about note blocks in ages. Yeah. It needs a relook. And then, and I like the underwater thing too. I've kind of always wanted underwater things too. It's just boring down there. There's nothing there, you know? Yeah. I mean, you can get ink, but I mean.
The other thing that I'd like, and this is something that I'm actually working on, is a mod where each biome generates a new background song. So it's not just randomly selecting stuff; it's actually biome related.
Ooh,
that's cool.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I
like that. Yeah. Too.
So, not to throw another idea out there, but I had an idea that's been, after y'all talking about music blocks, it's fluttering here, so it needs a little shaping up. And it has nothing to do with dog bones, I promise.
Good.
But now that you can write in books, like, what if you could somehow take these note blocks and put them in a book or some kind of note paper, like, actually make music?
Sheet music?
In the game? Yeah, sheet music, basically.
So, okay, so that it could play it out. Basically, so you could sequence something, maybe, or something.
Yeah, like, in the game or something. I don't know, so you don't have to, like, lay the blocks out to make the song. That, like, you can do it.
Right.
And maybe it would take more like what are those, pianos that play themselves?
Player pianos?
Player pianos.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Where then
you
could put these, feed these notes into, and it would play it.
Yeah.
And then
that's kind of a neat idea, too.
Instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or do you think part of the work of putting the note blocks out there is the fun?
I do. I think that's... I mean, the whole Redstone thing, they haven't made...
The timing, right?
Yeah, the timing sucks. Yeah, yeah, the timing is always an issue. But it seems like, you know, like, you know, Jeb or Dinnerbone, they haven't put anything that allows you to create, integrated circuits or anything. Because they want you to build these vast fields of, you know, of redstone and switches and gates and stuff like that. So I don't think they would overlook that and go, okay, well, for music, we'll let you sequence this song. So it seems like, you know, they do want you to play in this playground.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they could just add more sounds and add more switches, with the... I mean, they've already done that, you know, with the... what is it called? The repeater?
Yeah.
You know,
with
the four-way switch. Just have a four-way switch on a note block. Four different tones you could use. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or even like you could switch it to do a chord. So if it's a C note, now you have a major chord. Switch it to a C minor chord.
Yeah.
You know, like an accordion. You know, like a diminished seventh. Or like a, you know. Anyway, yeah. Okay, that's totally cool. Totally valid. Love it.
Yeah. Awesome. I could go for that.
Okay. So and. I think I see something.
Oh.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Oh, there's a monkey over there. Awesome. Sightings. All right. What exciting things do we have today? This first one is really cool. Pac-Man Arcade. This requires Minecraft
crazy.
Forge. This mod adds a crafting recipe to create your own playable Pac-Man arcade machine. What will they think of next?
That is very cool.
A Donkey Kong?
Okay.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Asteroids?
Donkey Kong Jr., maybe? This is really cool. It looks like a stand-up arcade. And you right-click it, and it's like, I mean, you're playing it. There's options and everything. It's really cool. Game Chap and Birdie did a video on this, too. Anyway, very cool. But all alone, it's kind of sad. So, yeah, I would like to see, like, you know, an entire
arcade.
Yeah, just fill it up. Like, Galaga in there and put, like, Russian Attack for that. Skate or Die or something.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Street Fighter 1. The big buttons. Cool. Love it.
So next we've got a video. This is, we've got a link. We've got Evolution of Gaming Characters. And this is a picture that takes a look at how video game graphics have evolved over the years. So it starts off with like static sprites and moves on to colored sprites and animated sprites and such. And then it shows us going back to Minecraft. And so it's kind of funny.
Yes.
So.
Venomous.
Humor. We love humor on this show.
Humor.
Speaking of humor, we got a video from Seth Bling, Minecraft TNT Tornado.
Oh, yeah. That thing looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
This thing is crazy.
Destruction.
It makes a TNT tornado that actually looks like it's spinning. So we'll link to this video, and you'll have to take a look at it.
Yes. Take a look at it. Also we have Limbic System did Living Mice. This is a C418 rendition, a cover basically, and it received a C418 seal of approval via Twitter, and it's really well done. It's, I mean, it's an entire band doing a C418 song. They have a guitar and they have like a, was it like a harp?
Yeah, yeah, a big stand up harp
and really, really awesome.
And it's, I mean, it only has 751 views. So everybody, go listen to this and watch it.
Xylophone, Xylan. Did I say Xylan?
Xylan,
Xylan. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, it could be something. It's like a keytar, but it's like a, you know, Xylan. It's got notes, and you hit them, and you put it on your shoulder, and you're like, ding, 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 ding. Whatever.
So speaking of songs that go ding, 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 next we've got the Diamond Song. And this is not safe for work because it's got some language, but this is a parody of the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars. And it's written by Blood Zelos, sung by the Bella Beth, and the video was created by Game Player HD.
So. She has a great voice, too. It's a good song.
She does.
Very, very well done, sirs and ma'am. And this next one, A World Without Steve. So tell us about this. This is very sad.
You know, I just finished making the 1.4 update video with the Yogscast stuff, and I wanted to take a break for something and do something a little more simple. We're working on a huge project right now called Wandering Hero, which is a heroic machinima. Uh-huh. But there's no words in it. Everything is told through music. It's a very, very cool project that I'm doing. But in order for me to have consistent content, I wanted to upload something that would be pretty pretty interesting. And we're moving into more of a higher level type of videos where a lot of the things aren't just going to be clearly visible, except for the title. I mean, the title kind of gives you a little bit of an idea, but I just sat down and sometimes I just sit down and I fiddle with sounds and harmonies and things that work, things that don't work. And I just recorded that and I was like, what? It sounds so empty. You know, and I could have, as a musician, you're like, well, if it sounds empty, I need to fill it up. I was like, no, music comes, sometimes is supposed to be empty. So I thought about it. And I was like, why don't we just make a video about what Minecraft would look like if Steve wasn't there?
Yeah.
What if Steve, you know, like when you launch a single player and you're like generating terrain, loading textures or all this and that. What if you cancel that? What if your Minecraft shut down and that world created itself, but then you never saw it in your single player? So all of a sudden you've got this world that Minecraft created. There's no Steve in it. So all of a sudden there's all these mobs out and about looking for him. And they're like, well, where is he? He's supposed to be here. We're supposed to play together, whether it's, you know, good against evil. But where is he? And everybody's like wandering around. You know, the Enderman comes out to play. He's like, well, where's Steve? You know, spiders are on tops of trees figuring out where is he? I don't see him. So they're all very peaceful because he's not there. He's throwing off the balance of good versus evil.
Right.
that's
cool.
What we wanted to do.
That's good. It's a great concept. It's a very nice piece. So yeah, for sure, check that out.
Thanks.
And and then the next one here is Like an Enderman. Minecrafters Thanksia and Burned Virus created this parody of Psy's Gangnam Style. Another one, but this is it's good and it's animated awesomely. Like the zombies, the way everybody dances, I think is really the appeal of this version of Gangnam Style parodies, because I guess there's a lot of them now, but it's well done and so check it out. It's just cool. I love seeing the zombies dancing in this one, and the Endermen are crazy. And then the last one here, I Baked a Cake Just for You, a surreal video by Chicken Keeper 24 for a surreal song by Blake Robinson. Never trust mobs when they show up at your house with homemade cake.
But cake is delicious.
Yes.
Cake is delicious.
That's depressing. I don't want to distrust people with cake.
And it is cool. It's like a musical. It's like it's really cool. It's like a minute at 20 seconds, too. It's real short and to the point, but it's well done. And I think that's it for all of those guys. I did watch some Doctor Who this week on Netflix.
Nice!
Netflix. Doctor!
Who?
Doctor!
Who?
Yes, the Doctor.
Who?
and you can too if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. If you're not on Netflix yet, you're missing out on all kinds of cool stuff that you could just stream. And you know, if you're against cable, if you hate cable, if you're a cable hater, get some Netflix. Do it.
Do it.
You're helping us out by doing that. Again, netflix.com/deadworkersparty gives you a month-long trial. And watch things like Doctor Who. I'm watching the latest Doctor Who again. I've already watched it all the way through once, but I don't know. It's just so good. I always seem like I miss little bits and pieces every time I watch it.
Yeah, that show is awesome.
Yeah. Time travel.
Time travel. And zombies.
So,
zombies.
Yeah.
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 We're there.
We are there.
So if you're listening to this show, do us a favor. Go check out some of our videos. Go look at some of our nuggets. Get yourself re-inspired with the Dead Workers Party YouTube channel.
Re-inspire yourself. Yeah. And also, yeah. What are all the places people can find you, Pedro?
You can go to youtube.com/musicbypedro. You can go on Twitter at Pedro6285. It's also my Minecraft name.
Okay.
And you can go to facebook.com/Pedro6285musicgames. Believe me, I tried every combination that was going to be more simple than that, but it didn't work.
And I will put all
some easy ones for people to get to.
I will put all those links in the show notes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So thank you.
They'll be easy to find.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. You can find me in Paris next week.
Dope.
Oh, hell yeah!
Give everybody a hug for us.
Yeah,
I will. I will. I just bought a Slamakal Creations hoodie, so I'm gonna go represent him as a proxy because he won't give a tent either.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. They do have an official streamer. Bebop Fox announced it on the Minecraft Monday show, but now I forget the company that was going to stream. But if it's anything like last year, there wasn't really any streaming happening. So I'm really wondering this year, you know, if we're going to see some streams.
Well, I actually bought the new iPhone. It's a 64 gig, and my plan to fill that up in one day and just dump it all on my hard drive on my laptop. So I'm going to try to get as much footage of everything as possible. So I want really people to see what it's all about. I didn't get to go last year. I didn't get to go to Las Vegas. I kind of wanted to, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. You missed it. It was a lot of fun. You're going to have fun this year.
It would have been cool to meet you
guys. He's going to be saying that after this one.
I know. We're going to be like, man, we missed it. We only went to the Vegas one.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully next year it'll be here. I really have a good feeling about that.
Well, if nothing better, you need to come to the unofficial...
I was just gonna say
American MineCon that we hold at PlayOnCon. So,
oh yeah, you guys mentioned. I saw some stuff about it, but I didn't look into it enough.
Yeah, you should come next year.
We'll remind you again when it gets closer.
Yes,
definitely. I'll be there for that for sure.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for coming on the show today and sharing some of your music with us. We appreciate that.
Oh man, the pleasure was mine. I'm really thankful for the opportunity, and I hope that I hope I get to see you guys soon.
Yeah,
we do too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye, guys.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Or we'll just pee on ourselves.
Whoa.
the show today. Gonna see what he has to say. Gonna talk about all kinds of things. If we're lucky, Brent will never sing.
This is the part of the song where I would probably sing, but now I'm really upset and I'm kind of crying on the inside.
I got an idea for